So now tell me about your own diagnosis with diabetes.
Right. I was diagnosed early 1994. I suppose it goes back a little bit before that, actually. That was the date that I was actually given, that I was a diabetic. But before that, I was diagnosed with hypertension at high blood pressure, and that came about because the firm I was working for had insured me as a I forget what they call it, but anyway, they insured me, but I had to have a medical, and I went for a medical, and this must have been 1985 or six, somewhere around there. And so I went for the medical, and they found out I had high blood pressure and sent me to my own doctor, who then started to control my blood pressure. And this went on for the next years, really. And then before 94, must have been probably a couple of years before that, I used to get up in the night to go to the loo quite a lot, maybe four times a night. And to be quite honest, I didn't think anything of it. It's one of those things that just kept creeping up. You know, you wake up at night, go to the loo, then it's twice. And this is over a period of, say, 2-3 years. Anyway, it was time to have another session with the doctor for my blood pressure, and he said, oh, while we're here, we'll do a urine sample. Can you do a urine sample? So I said, yes, fine. Did a urine sample, never thought any more about it. And till I got a call from the doctor to go and see him, and I hadn't a clue why. So it was quite a surprise when he told me I had diabetes, because I just didn't feel it. Apart from the going to the loo at night, which I then learnt that it was a symptom. But I was ignorant of the symptoms. Even though my father had diabetes, he didn't talk about it, so I didn't know. And I didn't even think about the diabetes. And I didn't even think that I would get it. It was something my father got, but I didn't think I'd get it. So it was quite a shock. I felt a bit upset as well at the time, because it was